Oh my God, we made it. We made it. We're finally going to talk about dashboards today. Hallelujah. Here's something that I'm going to share. I'm going to share a story right now. Okay, so this is The Perfect Business. I'm your host, Jason Grant. These are micro podcasts, hashtag no filter. I say whatever I want. I'm trying to practically get you as a business owner to an owner. However you want to look at that, okay? I basically did some air quotes for owner, and then I put two hands that like you know, instead like this for owner, for like absolute value brackets or absolute value bars. Owner. The absolute value of being an owner. Anyway, so dashboards are like absolute necessity if you want the perfect business. Okay, absolute necessity. Here's the thing. You can't tap your information into a dashboard unless it's already digital and cloud connected. Okay? There are ways around it, yes, but why would you retrofit this? Why would you make exceptions? This is why people avoid dashboards, is because they can't use them. Because the model sucks, they're not using the right SaaS platforms, they have a Franken system, so they're like, we can't use a dashboard, like a multi-corporate area dashboard, a platform that has all the API information direct, natively integrated from each of the SaaS platforms so that you can see just by opening the damn iPhone with your face and looking, you know, pressing, you know, with your finger, the data box icon, and it opens up and it shows you exactly what you need to see instantaneously. You can't have that if you don't have everything else. Okay? So that's why I always say dashboards backwards. So if you really know what you want out of your business, the first thing that I tell you is you want dashboard technology available as in the most aesthetically pleasing way possible, right? We're in 2022, okay? We're in 2022. Some of these dashboards I've seen in my lifetime or come across, even to this day, suck. They're garbage. They look like shit. They're mobilized. At best, they're mobilized, which means you have to go to a browser on your phone, whether it's an Android or an iPhone, and go to like a URL, not a native application, a URL, to go view this dashboard. Shit. All you engineers out there, all you UX designers, every single information architect knows what I'm talking about, okay? They all know that you don't. That's the shittiest way to display information to someone that's paying for it. That's the saddest way to show information. Okay, you want to have a platform that's beautiful, that functions perfectly, so that you, as an owner, have an experience where it's not like you have to pinch the screen and like hope it works. Like the industry specific. This is the thing. The industry-specific platform dashboards out there, they're all garbage. You're all garbage. You all look like shit. Everything is so ridiculous. It's so hard to sell. That's why people don't care, because it doesn't look like the UX is garbage. It doesn't look like the data doesn't look the way it should quickly to the business owner. So they're not interested. They're like, oh, great, it's a dashboard, but it's probably better if I go open up my entire whole computer and I go and open a browser, another more manual human steps, you know, open the computer, log in, go open Chrome, all these other, like, come on, man, luxury. Luxury, the luxury of technology, the beauty of user experience design. Anyway. So the thing is that they don't use the dashboard, even if it's available to them, because it's arduous, and maybe they are like me, and they're like, I should not have to do that. And why does it look this way? I should not have to do all of these steps to view this data. I never really want to put the crown on, but I'm putting the crown on right now because I totally know what you're going through, because I've seen people that pay for these things and it's like they're not getting what they're paying for. They are getting what they're paying for, but it's not the way that I'd want the data displayed to me real time. I'd want it to be more the way that it can. Like, you know when you go and download an app on your phone and then 5 minutes later you remove it because it sucks? And you're like, that was dumb. That was a waste of time. You know, there's so many of them out there that you've removed more than you've kept. For sure. For sure. We all have. So, dashboard. I love how I just threw like some UX designers' careers under the bus right there. So what? You know, I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I love good, beautiful technology. That's what I love. I love nice things. So I love beautiful design and beautiful UX and beautiful technology. So if it's like, if I'm looking at it and something needs to be said because it looks like shit and it doesn't do what it's supposed to, I'm the guy at the back who's just like putting his hand up. I'm like, you could be doing an unveiling of something that I probably don't care about, but it's, you know, an unveiling. And then the minute I see it, I'm talking like 2022, because I know what it should look like and how it should feel when you're using it. I know all this stuff. We all know this stuff. We know good design. And then it's just like they're showing it for the first time. And I'm just at the back. I put my hand up. I'm like, yeah, no one's going to use it. Nobody. Sorry. You tried. I'm out. Because like everybody that backs it, if you're like lying, you know, you're in the audience and you're lying, it's only going to get, it's going to have more following to get worse. Because it happens all the time. It's the same with web design. You know, like if anybody asks me, what do you think of my website? I have to brace and I have to say, how honest do you want me to be? You know, how honest do you want me to be right now? I want to give you a hypercritical analysis. I want to give you my opinion, but I want you to brace for impact because I'm going to go look at it like this, right? I'm going to look at it like I look at cars. I love luxury sport cars, you know, sports cars. I love that. I love luxury cars. I get, so that's where I'm coming from, okay? When you look at design that way and you start interacting with software, there's so much shit out there. So dashboards usually aren't used because they're shitty. So let's talk about Databox or Databox. This is how they work. I found, so through all of my research, vetting, learning, all this stuff in the quarantine R&D, whatever you want to call it, I finally came across them, their services, their platform by talking to another professional that uses their services in enterprise level, meaning they're a partner and they have a lot of people using it. I drove into the, you know, you drive in, you get the sales pitch, you get the demo, then you get the account management relationship all the way through, however you want to interact with the SaaS platform like the automated method does here. And the experience was just, I was floored because I'm so used to bullshit and crappy interfaces that I was just blown away by this whole, and I'm given props to Databox. I'm giving props because I know the power and I don't mind recommending it because it won't let you down in terms of its aesthetic and its function. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, I've always wanted to have something that I could back that made sense. And this is the time and the place where it makes sense. And I don't mind name dropping that one. You know, like I can name drop other SaaS platforms no problem. Because I know what it does and it's delivered. But dashboards are another story. There's always something that doesn't deliver in that space. They do. So now let's open it up. So you have the perfect business. You have the model. I'm going to be part of the team, the jury, to decide what SaaS platforms we're going to use for what. And one of the things I'm going to talk about, because I know the owner wants to have what we're talking about, is Databox on their iPhone so they can unlock with their face and just have panes of glass that they swipe with their finger to show different corporate areas and different data analytics and metrics and KPI that run your business so that your executive decisions can be made just by looking at a screen for like a second. You get me? So they have a KPI. We'll call it, it's not really like a marketplace, which is just all these KPIs that they've developed or that other users have developed and submitted that are already there. So your key performance indicators per SaaS platform, per whatever, like whatever you want to see, chances are looking at it from their, through their lens, will you'll learn something you didn't know before about what you should be looking at in your industry, in your market, a key performance indicator. You get me. And because they're natively integrated, you just basically work backwards. So now you have the cables and you plug them into Databox. You look, what's the other side of the cable? Well, that's this CRM, that's this accounting platform, that's this HR platform, that's this Microsoft 365, there's Google, there's my Google Analytics, there's whatever, there's any information for any of my social platforms, da 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 da. So now you got all the corporate areas and they're all just there. Now you don't have to generate reports, okay? I'm going to tell you right now that the majority of people generating reports, the majority, there are some reports that are being generated in certain industries that are very specific, and I understand that. Chances are you can have the platform automatically generate the report and send it as a PDF if that's what you have to do. But that would be like a one page. You didn't ask anybody. It just happens at the same time every day, whatever. But all the other data that's similar to the industry, that's similar to just business and fucking general, that KPI is there. Drag and drop, rock and roll. Okay? And that is, and you don't have to build anything. It's already all been built. That's dashboarding. 101 now. Recommended, influenced by the automated method by me. Pardon me. Yeah, as you can see, I get very passionate. The idea is I know what I need to see, and this being so customized, like getting granular and customized in certain things, yes, I understand that. But you know, like I said, have an automated thing generate something in a PDF, only what you want to see every day at the same time, and then send it to your email address, hopefully something that you don't give out. So it's very, very specific just to these things. What I'm getting at is it's channel-based, time-based, whatever. But if you don't have to do that and you can use generic KPIs through like Databox, why wouldn't you, right? Why wouldn't you? Because now you just go and look. And it's like, this is where I'm going to go one step further. One step further. Okay, so that's what I use. That's how I do my analytic measurements and stuff like that. It's all in one place. I love it for that reason, okay? Here's what I'm gonna say about that. They're a platform too. They are a SaaS platform, and so they have scope and feature releases and things like that. And what I'm noticing is that this whole idea of measuring data is awesome, except you need to have a benchmark, which is something they do as well. You can benchmark. You can benchmark your industry against the industry as a whole, like your business against the industry as a whole. And then because you have, some people are against that. Nah, do better. Do better. I'm talking about small and medium business here, right? A lot of people started out and they don't even know anything about business, let alone having a dashboard, let alone benchmarking the performance of their business against the entire planet Earth, right? That's a competitive advantage. Because if I can see that something is a 6 out of 10, if that was how the scale works, where can I improve? Why am I not a 10 in modern marketing? Why is my business not a 10 in modern marketing? Why is it a 6 out of 10? Room for improvement. How would someone have had that before? Never. Majority of small, medium businesses think they're a 9. Like, they think they're doing all they can to be the best that they can be. And there's nothing that could help. And nothing that can change, nothing at all can make them a better business. Nothing. They're doing it all. Yeah, fucking right. Benchmarking. That's like the way you can, like, this ego business comes to an end. A lot of businesses are run poorly. A lot of them are run poorly because they're by gut, not data. They're not real time. They're guesstimating things. They're not using business intelligence. You're not using business analytics to the best that you can. And then you just hope. There's so much hope. And you wonder how these other businesses succeed where you fail. And maybe they're using all of what I'm talking about. Because if they are, the chances of their failure is a lot less than yours if you're guessing. Like the wind. You know, like you're going to guess the weather. There's so much data out there that you can collect and you can manage and monitor and you can make, like, you can have a crystal ball. You can have a crystal ball. And if you have a lot of experience in your industry, this just makes it easier for you to use what you already know, right? Like, you already know all this shit. You just need to see certain values and certain numbers to make executive decisions. And this is how it's done. Instead of asking 11 people to spin up bandwidth to, like, do all these manual things for you that you could just look at on a fucking phone. Holy man. I've been wanting to have this day for a while. You know, I didn't even write anything down. This is the day that I needed to get to. Because if you can imagine the frustration of trying to, you know, that's why I call this the perfect business. Because that's what it is. Now you understand. I think it just took to now, and I got a few more cards and a few more days before I go to Costa Rica. And I think we're there now. I think we're there now. This should really, like, I'm happy where this is going. These micro podcasts have got somewhere. And now I get to do some of the cool experimental communications using social media here, you know, to, like, get to the next level, the future. Because this is why you want the perfect business, because you're just setting yourself up for the future, you know, of business, basically.